Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to discuss how we can bring the divine characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives so that we can improve our relationships with our spouses and with our family. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Fattah, which means the opener. In our daily lives, with our spouses, with our children, there are many times where we can feel like we've come to a dead end. Maybe we feel like we've hit a dead end in our relationship with our spouses because of financial difficulties. Maybe we feel we've hit a dead end because of miscommunication. Maybe we feel we've hit a dead end because of difficulties with our parents or with our in-laws. Maybe we feel with our children we're struggling and we've hit a dead end because our children are not following the path we want them to, or our grown children are moving further and further away from us. But in each of those situations, in each of those tests, recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Fattah, the opener, is that hope that we need to be able to maintain the day-to-day living and the recognition that our dua and our constant striving, as we spoke about yesterday, can help us continue on that journey and get through those difficult tests. When we think of the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran, we look at examples such as the situation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When he was just an infant and his mother was faced with the most difficult test, knowing that she might lose this infant, that he may be killed by Fir'aun, she turned to Al-Fattah, she turned to the opener. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened a path for her in the most unlikeliest of ways by telling her to put her infant child into the river. A thing that in our normal day-to-day lives would seem like another dead end. But in reality, even upon being put in the river, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was carried to the house of Fir'aun, exactly where, from a human perspective, we would think that the journey would end. But that was his opening, and we know where the journey began from there. And if we fast forward in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's life, we see that there came another point where again there seemed like there was no turning to any place, another dead end. Yet as he stood in front of the sea, with an army behind him and the sea in front of him, what looked to everyone to be a dead end, in that moment, his hope, his belief, his anchor in Allah, he turned to Allah Al-Fattah and asked for an opening, and the Red Sea parted, and that was his opening. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Fattah, gives each and every one of us an opening through whatever struggle we may be going through, whatever test we may be enduring in our family lives, with our spouses, with our children. I pray that that opening comes. And even when it comes in the most unlikely of places, I pray that we continue to hold on to that hope, hold on to that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Him always to guide us and to provide us with that opening. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow as we continue to discuss the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we